Two Alaska-class shuttle ferries are planned for Juneau, Haines, and Skagway sailings. Marine Highway spokesman Jeremy Woodrow says the latest report calls for a fully enclosed car deck. Earlier plans left the rear part open.
The point of shielding the car deck from extreme weather really isn't the main reason behind it. The more of a reason is that the additional cost really wouldn't be that much to the point where it wouldn't be worthwhile leaving it open.
Some longtime passengers and community leaders objected to an open deck, saying salt spray and ice would damage vehicles. Skagway tugboat captain Mike Korsmo serves on the state's Marine Transportation Advisory Board. He likes the change.
So, yeah, that's good. That's a good thing. That's, I think that was kind of a clear message that they got, that it didn't seem like people wanted to see an open car deck.
Size and capacity requirements have not changed a lot since the last proposal. The shuttle ferries would be 280 feet long, larger than the small ferry Lekondi, which sails the route part of the year. But they would be smaller than the ferry Taku. They will have indoor seating for 300 passengers and parking for about 50 vehicles. A larger ferry design, discarded late last year, called for several small quiet rooms for families, the sick, or the elderly. That was dropped a while ago, but Woodrow says some options remain.
There's going to be a theater lounge, as well as a children's area, family area, and then a what's called a library or a quiet room as well. That kind of acts as what we see on our larger vessels, kind of like the observation lounge, which is tends to be a quieter area.
Plans continue to call for a small food court and vending machines. Korsmo understands the need to save money, but says passengers will miss having a full kitchen.
I took pictures this winter of the lineups on the Lekondi of people, you know, waiting for food. So I'm sure it's going to be somewhat of a letdown to people, you know, traveling public, you know, traveling especially, you know, in the winter times.
The shuttle ships are designed to sail 12-hour days, not overnight. They will have bow and stern doors for faster roll-on, roll-off loading and unloading. A side door will allow docking at more terminals. The state recently extended Glacier Highway, the road north out of Juneau. There's been talk for years about building a ferry terminal near where it ends now, at Cascade Point, to shorten the trip up Lynn Canal. Woodrow says that's not the plan yet.
Right now, the department is looking at designing these vessels and the operating hours to run from Auk Bay to Haines and Skagway. But, you know, if there is a thought process of trying to reduce operation costs and running from Cascade Point, that is a possibility, and these ships would work for that.
The latest cost estimate is $112 million for both shuttle ferries. That's $5 million more than the previous figure, but still below the amount allocated by the legislature. Plans continue to call for Alaska Ship and Dry Dock in Ketchikan to have the first shot at the contract. Woodrow says the latest discussion is to have both build about the same time, rather than one after the other. Southeast leaders will take a while to consider the latest design report. Haines Mayor Stephanie Scott is among those studying the 50-page document.
I don't want to react to it. I want to respond to it. So it's going to take me a little while to read through it and think about it. And I want to work with our local ad hoc ferry committee to find out what they think about it.
In addition to Lynn Canal, the shuttle ships could sail to northern southeast villages, such as Hoonah and Angoon, or Prince William Sound communities. Public hearings on the plan are scheduled for August 20th, 21st, and 22nd in Juneau, Skagway, and Haines. This is Ed Schoenfeld reporting in Juneau.